Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Dr. Nancy Nestor. We have a wonderful topic for this week's show. I think I say that every week, though, a great topic or a wonderful topic. But this is one of our favorites.
Yeah.
It's called Being a Witness for Spirit.
And I think, for the most part, you know, we've explained this many times. And
in different ways.
Yeah, and people get it, but at first they don't understand, you know. And so we spent many a long night putting this together and trying to understand. I guess the question is, when you complete something in your life, like something you've been working on all your life, and you finally get it, are you asked by spirit to witness somebody else going through a similar thing? So we don't know. Those questions would be ones we have to ask.
One of the things that happens if we do complete something is, first, we'll probably end up testing ourselves to see if we really have complete with it. In other words, okay, I've gone through this pattern, and it's the same pattern that I've been having all my life and the same results, and this time I changed some reaction or some perception, or I changed me, and I think, finally, I'm done with this. And just when I feel like I have resolved it, maybe I have to set a test up for myself. Sometimes our higher selves will set up what we call tests or little challenges to make sure that we know our conscious mind, our human self, has completed our life lessons. And sometimes these tests can even come in the form of our awareness that we've passed. And then we get to be a non-judgmental observer, or what we call a witness for spirit, as we watch someone else going through the same thing to see if they're going to pass.
I think we all can agree that we are part of spirits. Okay, whatever your belief is, somehow we are part of the creative life force. Can the creative life force experience more through a human in the dimensional or the vibrational or the 4,000 mile gravity well, the denser energy, can it experience through us, so we will have a different kind of experience than it normally would have?
So see, when we
did
say...
Did I explain that right?
Yeah. I think we'll give a little more detail, too, on that part. That's an important factor. So let's go back to the beginning. First question. What do you think happens when you complete something that you've come in to learn? Maybe it is, on a soul level, resolving a pattern. Maybe it is changing yourself. Maybe it is doing something that you were driven to do, and now you recognize what it is, and you've completed it. So then you would be no longer reactive to the past triggers, your karma. And if you're no longer reactive to karma, then you'd also no longer be reactive in your dharma, in your future state.
So what is karma and dharma?
Karma is every action equal reaction. Karma is in the past how we make or do or think or say, and it involves creating in the next moment.
But just maybe it's old energy continuing to attract to us what we haven't looked at. So that's kind of the basis for creation is karma, because you will keep attracting whatever energetically you have inside. Dharma would be, karma would be the past, dharma would be the future. So what was, so do you want karmic energies to create your dharma or your future energies? No, because you don't want your past based on your future.
Yeah,
we would like to have a future that's better than our past.
Most of us would be very quick to jump up and say, I don't want to continue creating anything if it's going to be based on what I've already created, because I don't want any more of that.
And anyway, that's when we talk about karma and dharma. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So at that time, when we are complete with something, when we have finished and we've given ourselves the opportunity to have an awareness for that, we believe that at that time, we might be asked to witness someone else, witnessed by spirit, to watch, to observe someone else who's approaching their own completion, and usually it's in the same kind of condition or the same kind of pattern that we were involved in before, because we would have the most compassion, we would have the most acceptance of what they'd be going through, because we already went through it.
A simple way of defining or looking at this thing, what if you're invited to a party, and you say, and you go to the party, and you're kind of going, why am I here? You know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, I don't
know
anybody.
And all of a sudden, something happens physically, energetically, where it's something you've done, dealt with in the past. Maybe it's about relationships. Maybe it's about power and control, whatever. But all of a sudden, you realize you're there to witness that. You have completed it in your mind, in your life, and you're witnessing that for another.
Okay? Yeah, you're watching the same thing that happened in your life play out in someone else's life in physical way. You're watching it play out right before you, and Spirit has asked you to do that, and then you suddenly realize, oh, this is why I'm here. I'm the non-judgmental observer. Because in that way, by doing that, Spirit or Creator or Source can learn or feel or experience that human moment in a complete way, because they can experience it through us as humans. So we like to feel that we're either teaching or assisting those that are in the spiritual world, those that are in a lighter vibration, to feel experiences so they can have a better understanding as new souls coming onto the earth plane as new beings. After all, if you came from another reality or a place of pure love, how would you understand all of the emotional factors that are here on earth? You know. So most of us by now realize that we've been giving instructions, so to speak, on a lot of different levels in many dimensional subjects, like Ken just was saying earlier. Maybe it's about relationships, or maybe it's about taking our power or manifesting abundance.
And when we say teaching, we're talking about teaching etherically, you know, the angelic realm or different kinds of realms than we're used to. So just think, if you were about to come to Earth, would you want to know everything is about your culture or being a man or a woman or everything about your past before you came in? And could you not teach that and give all kinds of information? So maybe guides and angels are actually aspects of ourselves, or maybe guides and angels, we're teaching them, they're teaching us.
So how many of you actually believe that you might have been an angel before? Or how many of you have ever felt a deep connection to someone? It could have been a distant or a close family member or a friend or a teacher. So close that it feels like they might have been your guide in another reality. Or they could have been your teachers before you came to Earth, when you were more light energy than physical energy. So see, if we are, in a sense, experiencing something, we can help teach in a way those that are still in spirit, still in the lighter vibrations, so that they can help understand the factors before they agree to come into this reality that we have on this planet.
Maybe it's just as simple as we no longer give the picture any energy, and by not doing that, it allows it to change. Wouldn't the greatest thing you could ever do to somebody is to help them to make a change in their life, when they would like to move on, but they just need somebody to experience or witness that they have really completed with it. So this is another way, and many of you get into these type of situations. You can see them all through your life. Anyway, we've got a lot to read about, or a lot to communicate about this.
See, we all require a witness in every facet of our lives, because that gives credibility, our validity to the fact that we've done something. That's what humans do for each other. That's one of the reasons we are all, 6.5 plus billion of us, connected on the planet. So being a witness is really a very important job. It's probably the most important job that we could ever have. It's that factor of being a witness. Now, a witness for spirit can actually be the non-judgmental observer for a person or a couple or a group or a city or even a country. There's lots of different levels of being a witness, including having complete consciousness of what it is that you're doing. That becomes even more expansive through the witness. In other words, the other dimensions and the other lighter vibrations are affected by the awareness, the consciousness, and the expansiveness of the individual who is the non-judgmental observing witness.
Now, did you hear what she said? Basically, the more expansive you are, the more you have compassion, the more you have your awareness gets larger, you actually can, there's a bigger picture, and does it affect that vibration you are, that energy you are, does it have an effect on other energies that are older or more stuck? So do you bring lightness to the old energy based on the way you're witnessing or experiencing something? So it's a really big deal if that's possible. And if you think about it, it kind of, you know, if we can make sense of any of this, okay, because, you know, a lot of us have read so many things and it didn't make sense. We just took it as that's the way it was. But if you start to try to make sense of it, the lighter you are, the more you love, the more you're happy, the more you do what you want to do, has an effect on how much? One person, two people, your area, it could have a major effect.
And so the criteria for being in awareness, as Ken was just saying, is to have compassion. Now, we just finished teaching a course in which the discussion of compassion came up again, and we took the time to look it up in the dictionary. And yes, the dictionary does say that compassion can have a form of empathy or pity, and that's not what we're suggesting in compassion. When we say compassion, it's the same compassion that Creator would have, which is the neutral, caring, yet non-judgmental, total acceptance.
Yeah, but also be very close to unconditional love. Mm-hmm. But it's also, you know, whatever unconditional love, you know, if you have any relationship whatsoever, you'll find that the most challenging, because the person you love unconditionally just put a condition in your love, okay? And it's very difficult to get slapped around by one of your conditions and still stay in unconditional love. So, but with Creator, maybe it's the same thing. It's the compassion and the understanding and the openness and the balance within what a person could have or do.
Yeah, see, the only criteria that you'd have to be a witness for spirit, the only certificate that you need, is that you've already experienced everything that's been created. Think about that for a second. Every single thing that's been created, you've experienced.
See, you have the most compassion for what you have done. When you meet somebody and they tell you their story and it's exactly like your story, you have so much compassion that you can almost just experience everything and have a love for everything you're saying. When you haven't experienced it, you have the most judgment on it. You judge it because you can't even understand why they even got into that.
And when we're saying you, we're also saying all humans.
Us.
We think it's the human job, you know, in many ways, to judge. That's just a basic human quality. And whether judging something to be right or wrong or good or bad is a polarity we've talked about in other shows. But to be a witness, and that's what we're talking about now. In order for a spirit to ask us to be a witness, so that we can observe someone else when they're approaching their completion, is to have compassion, to have experienced it, to understand it, to give the awareness of, yes, this person or this group or whatever's happening, I can see that change is occurring. I can see the choice that they're going to have. That gives an even greater level of compassion and an even more present affection affecting of the other dimensions and realities. So the witness, by being a non-judgmental observer, you don't attempt to control the outcome. In other words, you're not attached to it, you can't change it, you can't interfere, you're just witnessing. All we're doing is watching. We're a watcher. That's basically what we're doing. You have to just watch, totally accepting and having that compassionate creator.
Yeah, but you're watching with the most compassion because you've done it, and you've had it done to you so many times, and you can just have that energy that allows for that consciousness to shift with your connection to the creator. So it's like connected to a battery that allows for some kind of change. Okay.
Yeah, but that's when we are in human form, that's the challenge that all of us have, because we think that we may know the easier way to do it, and so we want to help someone with how their result ought to look or how they could better do it. And when we do that, we are getting in the way of them completing their chosen creation, their experience. And I think that's the biggest challenge that each of us has, because we can't have any ideas of the way they should do it. We can't have any ideas of how it's going to look if they keep going on this path. Oh, if you just change your direction, or if you just look at it a different way, this is what will happen to you, or this is what you could get. Yes, we might suggest that, but that's not being a witness. A witness is totally watching only, just to allow ourselves to be in a space where anything can happen. Because if we attempt to have any control or allow our own ideas or thoughts get in the way, then we could get hurt. And we could get hurt energetically.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, again, watching a smaller version of a television, all of a sudden you have an expansive version. And with that expansive, you have all the understanding that comes with the widescreen or the big picture and the sense around sound. And you're actually amazed at what is happening because you have total awareness of what's going on, okay? And that awareness can ripple into other awarenesses.
Yeah. So we can see that in past experiences, we can see that maybe we were asked to watch something, and then maybe we thought we knew what was best. Maybe we used a little bit of control. Maybe we thought, well, if we do know an easier way for you to do this, and we interfered or we made different ways of suggesting something, basically we were attempting to control the outcome. We weren't a witness any longer. And when we do that, then we can literally get pulled into the energetics or the dynamics of what's occurring in that moment. So then we're no longer a witness. And we have seen, unfortunately, many individuals who are in a helping profession or caretaking, or maybe they're facilitators, or maybe they're teachers, or maybe they're whatever they are. We've watched them attempt to say, well, you know, I know an easier way. I know a better way for you to do it. Do it this way. And what we're doing then is we're no longer being a witness.
And we all know when we've done that in the basket.
Yeah, and that could be a little sad for you, because when the moment you recognize that you were asked to just witness, you were just asked to observe somebody else's completion, and then you didn't do it because, you know, the challenge of being human is we got in the way, and we could feel sad, and energetically that's what would happen. So when you're asked to witness, gosh, the collective consciousness of an entire area could actually change.
The collective consciousness means by the energetics, whatever that area was holding and all the people were giving energy to, could possibly shift. And a shift is no more than a choice or a space in a dense area that allows for other change if they wanted to.
So when you find yourself in a space of being asked to witness something, you are really the catalyst that's needed to allow the possibility for a creation of that new space. And within that new space, people will then be given a choice.
Now, we have seen this hundreds, if not thousands of times, we've been asked to witness. And some of these I don't like. And the reason I don't like it is I sometimes don't want to be pulled into a situation where I have to witness somebody I like, and I can see the choice they're going to make, and they make a choice is not to expand, but to stay linear, and I know what's going to happen to them. There's nothing more than they're now taking another path with more of that energy, and I know it's a sad path for me to know they're on. It isn't sad other than they're going to keep learning. It's sad for me because there's somebody I know and I would like him to be happier or easier. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does. Well, that's what we were saying was the human challenge, because it's and yet, even when we know that we're a witness and we stay in that space of being a witness, it is sad because we see them and we see that they make the choice that we know is going to take them to more experiences of that same energetic. But you know something? Then because we've witnessed it, because we've been present for them, the next time they go to do it, it will be easier.
Yeah. Again, we've created a space that maybe the next time they will change. And that can be very beautiful, but also you don't know what it's going to look like and when it's going to happen. So we're going to be taking a short break, and we'll be right back because we got a lot more to talk about the witness.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319 HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
talking about the witness, and what we find is a lot of depth and feeling into that. And, you know, it's kind of serious to one degree, to us it's serious. And I want to talk about serious for just a moment, because we were just giving this class, and I would be extremely talking about something, and some of our work working with energy can be very serious. And I'm telling this whole story about how serious it is, and my dog is in the background of our in his bed, you know, and he's chewing on his toys. So I'm talking about how serious it is, and he has this one duck. Okay, and I wanted to show you. So I'm saying this is so serious.
Well, we're talking about the collective consciousness of an area can change.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
This is from my dog, okay? He's back there and he chews his toy at this one moment when I talk about how serious it is. And it sounds like... You know, that kind of just changes the whole subject.
Yeah, and then the whole group just breaks up.
I don't think it's very serious. I just think it's a duck, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that's exactly what the
human... Yeah, he knows all about life. He just talks in duck talk, I guess. Okay, let's go back to
that's the human condition, duck talk.
Yeah, he thinks it's very funny. Yeah. He likes me to share his duck.
Well, anyway, the reason we like talking about being a witness for spirit is because all of us have been training for this. I mean, this is a job that perhaps we've been training for since the day we were born. And the moment that we recognize that it's just part of our training, then we have this expanded knowing of, oh, wow, I can help somebody. I can do something. And then we find it so frustrating because we have to realize we just have to do our job and get out of the way.
Well, I love it so much because I realize that I haven't been a big accident, you know, and for many years, things happen. I would really, you know, I'd bet that I was an accident just doing things on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, so we have actually in that moment, it's really special because you get to recognize that everything is possible. Everything in that moment is possible. And when you're a witness and you're watching somebody, the coolest thing is when they get it. When you watch the light bulb go off, or they pass their own test again, they've resolved this issue in their relationship, or they've resolved this pattern in their life, and they get it, and you see it happen, it's magnificent.
Because the moment actually expands. See, you're at that place of witnessing, having compassion. They find it. The two of you come together energetically, and the moment expands. And there's a richness in it that you just know that you're doing what's right, and you know what you're doing, and it's just really good for me.
Yeah, it's good for me too.
And it's good for Blue, our dog.
Okay, so now, being a witness, let's talk about some of the tests that we could have. I mean, you know, all right, we started off the show saying, oh, well, sometimes we're going to test ourselves, and we test ourselves over and over and over to see if we've resolved it. And then we have to watch somebody else pass their own test. Well, so how would we test ourselves?
Okay, most of us, I would have to say, believe that God, Creator, the God forces is judging us, okay, or something out there is judging ourselves. But actually, it's our own self is judging ourselves based on hopefully some level of perfection or some level of us being part of that God force. So you never have to worry about anybody being harder than you are on yourself. Okay? And are you keeping track of everything you do? If you hurt somebody, it appears that you will be hurt. If you do something bad, it appears it will be done back to you. The only way we can find a balance is to find that balance within ourselves.
So basically, we subconsciously test ourselves over and over again until we get it, until we complete whatever lesson or whatever experience we've chosen. And we do that specifically so that we as a soul can continue to evolve. We'll just continue to attract everything that we need to look at in order that we get to explore it even more. I mean, and that doesn't sound really pretty. I mean, because a test could be a loss of my health. It could be a loss of my finances.
Oh, could it be sickness?
A relationship?
Accidents?
Could be just...
Financial devastation?
But how many individuals do you know that go through a serious life experience and then they come out of the other side of it and they realize that what that did was present them with an opportunity to explore whatever happens to create the condition to begin with.
Yes, but then they really appreciate their family, they appreciate their love they have, they appreciate what they have, they appreciate taking a breath. You know, it seems to be, unfortunately, a richer experience after somebody's had something. Certainly not at the beginning, but sometimes at the end, when they see the bigger picture of why did this happen to me.
Oh yeah, so you know, and they'll ask us, so okay, why did I need to break my leg? All I ended up doing was being able to sit on the couch. Well, wait a second, then I got to sit on the couch and I got to read some of the magazines I said I was going to take some time to do, and I got to rest, and I got to listen to myself, and I got to listen to music, and I actually began to think more about where I was in my space in the world. Well, you know, my husband, Ken Page, has the greatest ability to say, duh, in 10 syllables. And I'm not the first one to comment on that. Somebody in our group just commented on how he can go, duh.
And, I think my dog has something to say. Okay.
So now, basically, what we're saying is that the issues that we previously misunderstood, they can become our greatest teachers. I mean, they're going to appear like from nowhere. All of a sudden, we've got this issue. It has created this test, and it becomes a catalyst for driving us to explore ourselves on an even deeper level. Now, Ken, you got to go get the dog.
Okay, I threw the toy and the dog grabbed it, and he's now quacking all over it. Come back here with your duck. Come here. Come on, give me your duck. Come on. Thank you.
So basically, to get back to our show.
We had a loose duck in our house.
We have a loose duck. What we didn't understand from a past experience, continues to follow each one of us. Why? Because, after all, we created it. We begin it, so it's going to follow us until we complete it. That's what creating is. You begin, it has a middle, and it has an ending or a resolution.
So we look at this much, much different than many, many other people do. But it just seems to make sense to me. Either somebody else is keeping inventory and keeping everything straight of what I should do, or it is me in my mind, which I have. Remember, my mind is the equivalent of 100,000 computers, so my mind probably has the ability to manage me. Mm-hmm. And by that, I will start to learn something I've needed to learn or understand.
Well, for sure, when everything around us feels slippery or I'm standing on shaky ground, we all want to look outside ourselves for answers. I mean, that's a human thing to just do that automatically. We're just suggesting that if we look within ourselves, then we can recognize what it is that we're involved in creating.
So there's going to be a lot more, because we're going to really try to sum this up and exactly what we feel we need to do for ourselves if we have this experience. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we're going to talk about the meaning of witnessing for spirit, or the meaning for witnessing for an energy or a consciousness or something we've agreed to do to allow there to be a change.
Yeah, and we were just talking in our last segment about subconsciously attracting circumstances and situations and people in our lives that reflect the energy of our past experiences. And why do we keep testing ourselves, and why do we keep doing this? And we were talking about, because we're the magnet. We're the ones that create it, so we're the ones that it's going to follow us around until we resolve it. When we get to that place, when we can get to that understanding that we are creation, that we're one with creation and that we are creators, making our choices and creating what's in our life.
And many people might have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But do you have a problem with you being conscious? Or do you have a problem with you being more than you used to be because of your awareness? Then that's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you were just talking about being an accident. I mean, there's either one creator and the rest of us are just here and accidents, or we're all on the same path of creation.
Oh, great. Then we're all accidents. And we're about to have a crash. And that crash would be chaos.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we're certainly seeing a lot of chaos in the world. So just wonder if there was chaos around you and you were witnessing that, and by not judging it and allow it to take another way, it might be gentler. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And also, if there was chaos, or there was an intensity of an energy that you ever had in a past experience. I mean, you know, maybe when you were much younger, you said, I don't like this and I'm going to do something about this. Well, if you say that, you've set something in motion. And that energy is going to continue to follow you around as long as you keep giving thought to it, you keep giving ideas to it, you keep giving feelings or emotions to it. It's now going to become really enormously energetic. And it actually just wants to be more than it is, but it's still a magnet, and it's still with you.
I think the challenge with what she just said was that thing could have been 10 years ago that you said, I want to change. Mm. It could even been longer, and we don't remember that we said it, but it put things in motion to keep attracting what we're about to get. See, now what's happening in these days is we're saying something, thinking something, and it's happening. And it's scaring the daylights out of most people. They're thinking, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and it happens. And they just remember they were thinking it, and so now they're getting a point where they don't want to think anything because they don't want to create anything.
We used to get a little bit of breathing room in between a creating and I got to process this because I recognize if we're in that space of recognizing our own awareness and our own creations. We used to have a moment in between each issue or each process that we could breathe, take a moment, regroup before the next one hit. Well, now we're not even finished with one process, but because our creating abilities and our manifesting abilities are getting better, we're creating another one right on top of it.
How about this?
So that our processes are actually stacking up behind us.
How about this? I created my first one when I was 4 years old. That's not even fair, right? I don't even know, you know, 4 years old. And I was out in a rain-soaked playground, me and my friend, and we were playing in the rain, and we had our boots and rain gear, and we were tracking in the rain, and we were playing. And then they called, they finally got us in, you know. Then my friend drowned that weekend at the lake. And so the program in my head was, it's not safe to play. Here I am setting a program that will affect me for the rest of my life when I'm 4 years old. And, you know, and those kind of things just don't seem fair. And maybe they don't happen to all of us, but that's not what we've seen.
So what's an easy way of getting rid of an old program that we don't even know is stopping us from creating what we do want and stopping us from being a witness? What's an easy way for us to do that?
I don't know. It's a trick question. What is it?
No, we can have people go to The Way It Works, and that's free on the website, and read that little book, and it has a whole pattern release technique in there.
Oh, okay. I guess it was a trick question. Because I wrote the book, so I'm not going to look there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we have several different things that we specifically have written for that. This chapter on the witness is on our website, and you can go to it and really follow it, because you know, it's been a long time trying to write this thing and put it into words, because a lot of things we're talking about don't have words that really go with it. And The Way It Works is there, and also How to Heal, How to Stop, Look, and Listen book is there,
mm-hmm.
and many things. And they only take, you know, what's 2 minutes a day to change your whole life? So until you try it and see if it's going to help you to where you have other choices, you know, and take 2 minutes a day, then you can see the richness of possibly what could happen.
See, unfortunately, most of us have grown up in a world where outside things identify who we are, like our culture, and our mother, and our father, and the church, and religions, and other men and women, and, oh, movies and television. How many people are now identifying with pop culture or different things because of what they see in the movies or what they see on TV? Everything continues to tell us who we are, how we have to be, in order for us to fit in, and that it appears that it's not until we get older that the things that we've owned or our stuff begins to just become stuff because things change. Maybe it's a relationship that we've lost, or maybe who we think we are doesn't make any sense
maybe
anymore.
It's just inventory now. Doesn't matter, all the things we have.
Yeah, but maybe who we thought we were doesn't make any sense with who we are now. Maybe that's what's happening. Only then, when that happens, do we start to look inside ourselves. Maybe only then do we realize that the world outside us doesn't have to define who we are inside. That's the moment of conscious awareness that we're talking about, when the moment that you get that, the moment that you realize, I have changed. That change alone brings about an expansion for you to be the witness.
And I think also when you can think about that, when you get to that place in your life where it's not about you, you're going to make it, man. You know, if there's a place to go, you're going to make it. You're going to be happy, and you don't have to worry about that. But it's allowing for a change in this reality so your children make it, or your, you know, other relatives, or your, or other people have a choice of making it. Some people are really stuck in these old things, these old feelings, and they're about to come out of it and just need a little bit of your catalyst, your energy, or your experiencing with awareness that can allow for that to shift.
Yeah. See, a lot of people don't look inside until it's too late. They wait till their body's full of pain or sickness or energy or it's stuck. And that then creates energy that feeds the energy, which gets them fearful. And it's our thoughts, ideas, and emotions that are getting in the way of us looking inside and allowing the expansiveness of what we've been talking about, the witness, to occur.
So we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back for the conclusion of Witnessing for Spirit.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Talking about witnessing for spirit and the space that we might be able to create or change or allow for a change? What would you say?
Well, we were just talking about individuals who unfortunately don't look inside themselves until it's too late. And then they're in this place where they're stuck and they're feeding an energy in which just creates more energy. And our... if we've already experienced that, then we have a certain level of understanding and we have a certain level of compassion for them. Compassion meaning, I understand what you're going through and this is the way that it is, without a judgment or we can't be attached to an outcome for them. And that's perhaps when we are asked to witness, because maybe they're getting to a place where they're starting to recognize that something inside them is creating and they want to change.
Now, Nancy, when I was reading this article, I didn't hear us talk about the how big it could be that when you're witnessing, what could it change, okay?
Yeah, we were talking about how an entire area can change.
Okay, but we didn't talk very much about that, okay? Because
no.
What we're talking about is many of us that are listening to the show are from different cultures, and we're different, coming from different religions and coming from different backgrounds, and a lot of these backgrounds are things we're in, we get stuck in. And of course, when you're able to react differently than you've been stuck, it allows for a change in that energy.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you remember, some of that energy is, it's been around for thousands of years, okay? Yeah. And when there can be a ripple and something that is very, very solid, energy that's been very, very solid, where lots of people put energy in, if you could change that just a little bit, it could shift it. And, of course, that's what we've been talking about.
Well, energy, feelings, thoughts, emotions, no matter how many thousands of years old it is, can really only wants to just be more. It just wants to continue consuming more of the same feelings, thoughts, and emotions. So when we get to a place where we recognize that because we're in the same emotion of whatever the dynamics is that's going on, and we don't want that anymore. Well, let's just say it's fear. We'll just talk about fear for a second.
Okay, but many of us don't believe that we have the ability to change fear. But what if I have been in fear all my life, and I have, and now I've come out of it. I finally found some balance, and I finally found a place where I'm older, and I know I can take care of myself, and I know I don't have to be afraid of things in the same way. I could change fear.
But let's back up for one second. What if I can't get to the place where I even understand that I can let go of fear? What if there's another individual who's experienced fear, and that individual is there with understanding, with acceptance that, yes, this is what you're going through, and encourages us to say, and you too will be able to change. I did it.
So that would be like a teacher, but what we're talking about is a complete compassion for the picture or the experience without reacting, see? But it's just like us being us teaching or helping to release.
That individual could then also be the catalyst necessary for you to change. That individual, as long as they're not suggesting, you know, this is the way you have to do it, but just giving you encouragement, yes, you can change. It's your choice. Then your choice would be to change or not. That individual would be the witness for spirit, who is the catalyst for you to make the choice to release your fear. Then you releasing your fear, you releasing the energy that feeds on your fear, you releasing some of those emotions is the only way you're going to stop being the magnet for even more fear in your life. So you can make the choice to change, and by you doing that, it can shift the fear in the entire consciousness, in the entire area. It's like a ripple. It's like taking a little tiny, tiny pebble in a big lake, and you alone can make it go all the way across the lake.
See, not very many of us think that we are actually the battery or the energy making this energy continue, or this whatever. So what happens if you are a part of a whole and you decide not to energetically give it any more energy? Then this consciousness, this energy, has to change because it doesn't have you feeding it anymore. See? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So if you're the battery that's keeping fear alive, let's not go so big into your country or area.
Yeah, but this
let's
is
go to your family for
but
a second.
But let's just say it's small. I'm just a small piece of my past. It's just, if I stop giving energy to my past in the same way, will my past change, and anyone else stuck in the same type of energy, would it possibly give them a space for them to create change?
Right. It starts as very small little ripple. It starts as one domino falling over to another one, and then pretty soon, before you don't even recognize it at first, because you may not be aware of the expansiveness that your one choice, your one opportunity to choose to change, and then you will have the compassion, the understanding, because you've gotten through it, that you can then be a witness and help somebody else make that choice.
Now, I've tried to share this with many other metaphysical people, and these are big guys, you know, got big books, lots of money, and I swear to you, they don't get it, okay? Because it's always that something's doing it to them, and always they're, you know, they don't understand. And let me tell you, I might have it all wrong. It's just that maybe all this is a part of us. Maybe all this is a way for us to evolve. Maybe all this is a way for us to change. So if you think that any of those things are possible, and I know you do, then by us changing, we can allow for change to happen.
See, the only way to stop, we're talking about fear as well, but it's all the other emotions and feelings and thoughts. The only way for our thoughts and ideas and emotions that feed different energies, the only way to stop them from continuing is to have the compassion, the understanding, the acceptance for those emotions. To become non-reactive, to take my battery and unplug it and say, I'm no longer going to have this energy in my life. I get to say, you know what, maybe I passed my test, and now I get to be a witness for someone else to also make a choice for them to also change.
And I think many of us have seen it, a time in our life when it all came together and we said, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and then it shifted. It's the same way, it just expanded.
Yeah, so being a witness for spirit, an important job. Don't have any outcome, remain compassionate. We know we've given you a lot of food for thought today, some hopefully helpful information. Listen in here to The Way It Works every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, everything you've heard today, you can go to our website, kenpage.com. Read our newsletter, Witness for Spirit. Read some of our books, free, right online. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life, there's a link right on the homepage. Go to our Stop, Look, Listen book. Email us with any questions you have. We'd like to know you're out there in radio land listening to us. office@kenpage.com, and we'll get your email and we'll answer it.
Well, this is Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor and my dog Blue and his duck, and many blessings.